ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。
おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
さくらです。
Peter here, newbie lesson 22. Sakura-san.
はい。
Great to have you back for this newbie lesson.
はい、ありがとうございます。
こちらこそありがとうございます。
ありがとうございます。
Okay, let's start by setting the stage. Today's conversation is between who?
A teacher and a student.
Which means the politeness level will be?
Polite.
So, desmas.
はい。
Today we'll continue on with aru and iru.
はい。
Two verbs that explain existence. Now, as we state over and over again, aru deals with inanimate objects. And iru tends to deal withanimate objects.
Yes.
Slight variations, but again, we've been over them and we'll go over them further. So with that said, shall we get into today's lesson?
はい。
お願いします。
小林さんの部屋には何がありますか？
机と椅子とベッドとパソコンとそれにテレビもあります。
それだけですか？じゃあ小林さんの部屋には何がいますか？
何もいません。ああ、そうそう。時々ゴキブリがいます。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
小林さんの部屋には何がありますか？
机と椅子とベッドとパソコンとそれに、テレビもあります。
それだけですか？じゃあ、小林さんの部屋には、何がいますか？
何もいません。あ、そうそう、時々、ゴキブリがいます。
今度は、英語が入ります。
小林さんの部屋には、何がありますか？
Ms. Kobayashi, what do you have in your room?
机と椅子とベッドとパソコンとそれにテレビもあります。
Well, I have a desk, a chair, a bed, and a personal computer, and also a television.
それだけですか？じゃあ、小林さんの部屋には何がいますか？
That's all?Then, what stays in your room?
何もいません。ああ、そうそう。時々ゴキブリがいます。
Nothing. Oh, yeah. Sometimes there are cockroaches. So, Sakura-san, what did you think?
Wow.
I think that says it all. Wow.
Nah.
All right. So before we really break down the conversation, really get into the details, let's go over some vocab.
Yes.
What do we have first, Sakura-san?
部屋
Room.
部屋
Followed by?
机
Desk.
机
And of course, with the desk, we have?
椅子
Chair.
椅子椅子
Then we have?
パソコン
Personal computer.
パソコン、パソコン。
Now, in Japanese, so many words are abbreviated.
Yes.
And this is another one of them. So, can you give us that word one more time?
パソコン
And nice and slow.
パソコン。
パソコン。And this is, again, shortened for personal, パソ、and computer.コン。
パーソナルコンピューター。
You sounded like a computer right there. One more time.
パーソナルコンピュー
ター。And that gets chopped down into
パソコン。
Now, the more you get into this amazing, incredible language, you'll see that there are just so many of these abbreviations. Everything gets cut down.
Yes.
And it really saves a lot. It saves time. And it's very convenient. But at first, you might find it a bit daunting. Like, what happens to all these words? But in the end, it really works out better.
Yes.
So stick with it. Then we have...
Gokiburi.
Cockroach.
Gokiburi. Gokiburi.
And we're getting into cockroach season. So yes. We figured it was appropriate to bring this up. Okay. Now, how do we get gokiburi from cockroach?
How do we get it?
Yeah. Where does this word come from?
I don't know.
Me either.
Is it an abbreviation? No.
I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
But is there kanji for this? Because this word appears always in katakana.
Yes.
But I'm wondering if maybe there was originally kanji for this.
Good question. I've never seen a kanji for
this.
Sakura-san,
that's where you really come into play here.
Kiburi. That is a really good question. I never thought about it.
Yeah. So we're going to take a look into this because, yes. Yeah, this is quite interesting.
Yes.
And if you stop by JapanesePod101.com, we'll probably have some more information. Probably. They show? Probably have some more information for you. And because this word, you know, it seems like the word for cockroach would be around in some form for a very long time. So, and I haven't seen this word appear in kanji. So always in katakana. Gokiburi. Gokiburi. So, a little studying for us to do. Then we have?
Tokidoki.
Sometimes.
Tokidoki. Tokidoki.
A nice adverb of frequency. And this is actually very easy to remember. Toki is time.
Yes.
And then we have time two times in a row. Tokidoki. But as it's twice in a row, the to becomes do.
Yes.
Tokidoki. Time. Sometimes. Now, the kanji isn't time. But check out the kanji close-up. We'll have that in there. Or the lesson notes. You'll be able to see the kanji in there. Okay, Sakura-san, are you ready? Let's get into today's conversation. We start off with the professor, the teacher.
Kobayashi-san no heya ni wa nani ga arimasu ka?
Ms. Kobayashi, what do you have in your room? Or what is there in your room? Now, let's take a look at this sentence. Let's break it down. First, we have
Kobayashi-san.
Now, this teacher is of higher social status, but she's addressing her student with the polite suffix san. Sakura-san, help us out here. Why?
It's a usual custom for teachers to call their students by their surname plus san.
Very polite. So, Ms. Kobayashi, followed by
no.
Which is the possessive. Miss Kobayashi's...
Heya.
Room. Miss Kobayashi's room.
Niwa.
So first we have the particle ni. And this refers to a position. And especially when this is followed by aru or iru. It's referring to the position of something. And then the topic marking particle wa. So in Miss Kobayashi's room. Literally it's Kobayashi's room in. But when we translate to English, in Miss Kobayashi's room. Then we have...
Nani?
What?
Ga.
Subject marker?
Arimasu.
There is?
Ka.
Question. Marking particle. So literally we have Ms. Kobayashi's room in what there is.
Yes.
But again, we have to translate. And when we translate, this is Ms. Kobayashi, what is in your room? What is there in your room, Ms. Kobayashi? This is followed by Ms. Kobayashi.
Tsukue to, isu to, beddo to, pasokon desu.
Well, I have a desk, a chair, a bed, and a personal computer. Now, let's start off with that sentence one more time. This is a filler. When you need some time to think. When you're thinking in your head and you want to buy some time, this is the filler you'll hear time and time again in Japanese.
Yes.
So thinking, and then here come the answers. We have
机,
desk,
to,
and the particle to, which means and. Can also mean with. In this sentence, it means and.
椅子,
chair,
to,
and
beddo.
Bed. One more time, let's see the pronunciation. There's a short pause in there.
Beddo.
Followed by?
To.
Again, the particle to.
Pasokon.
Personal computer.
です。
And finally, です。It is the polite form of the copula. So literally the sentence is, well, desk and chair and bed and personal computer is. Now notice how in between every noun we needed to put to.
Yes.
To combine them. Now when we translate this in English, we use the comma and we only put the and after the final two nouns. But in Japanese, you need that to in between everything. To. But in this sentence, the to comes in between everything.
Well, it's common in ordinary conversation to have and in between everything.
Yeah.
Yes, but it may not be the case when it's written.
Also, this is a little bit beyond this lesson, but there's something else that comes up a lot in conversations. Toka. It means and so on, and things like that.
Yes.
So most likely, if it was an informal conversation and I was talking to Sakura-san, I'd probably say, tsukui toka, isu toka. So means like a bed and things like that, chair, things like that, the usual things.
Yes, yes.
And that's what this toka means. But for now, this is a very kind of polite situation. So the Japanese is conforming to standards. Then we have.
それにテレビもあります。
Great. Great sentence here. This little sentence should help you go such a long way. And there's also a television.
Yes.
And there's also a TV. Let's start with this first part.
それに。
And. So after you finish a sentence, instead of just giving another simple sentence, you can add this. And your flow will sound much better. It'll sound much more natural. それに and something something.
In addition, って感じね。
Ah, yes. Sakura-san, what would we do without you? And in this case, we had?
テレビ.
TV, followed by?
も.
Particle meaning also.
Yes.
So this will substitute for wa and ga. Followed by?
あります.
Polite form of aru, meaning there is. So literally, in addition, TV, also, there is.
Yes.
Translate, in addition, there's also a TV. Followed by, next we have.
それだけですか?
That's it.
それ.
That.
だけ.
Only.
です.
Is.
か.
Question. That only is. That's it.
じゃあ、恵子さんの部屋には何がいますか?
Okay. Then, what stays in your room? Or, what is there in your room? But this time, as we're using いる, we're referring to animate objects and, in most cases, living things.
Yes.
So the aru is asking, what is there in your room that isn't living? Again, this is general rules. Of course, there are exceptions. You have to check the PDF for that because plants actually take aru. So it gets a little complicated, but it's a pretty good rule of thumb.
Yes.
So what is there in your room with the aru is referring to inanimate things like beds, things, where iru, or the polite form which we just covered, imas, is referring to living things. Fish, pets, things like that. Or little brothers or sisters. Something along those lines. You get the point. Okay, let's just go through it literally.
じゃあ、
well,
小林さんの部屋には何がいますか?
And Kobayashi's room in what is there? Same as above, except just the final verb is different. Okay, we are running short on time. Next we have.
何もいません。
There's nothing. Again, we have the filler. The person who's speaking is thinking before they're answering, and they need a little time. They're biding their time with this filler. Followed by?
何も。
Here. Here, this is nothing, because it's followed by?
いません。
The negative form of the verb. So, 何も、any interrogative followed by the particle も, in a negative sentence, will be taken as nothing or nobody. And here, as the sentence is negative, it becomes nothing. And again, rule of thumb, no living things, no fish, no dogs, no nothing. Then?
そうそう。時々ゴキブリがいます。
Then, sometimes there are cockroaches. Okay, let's just get this sentence in quickly. We have again.
そうそう。
So, the speaker realizes that she left something out. So, so, yeah, yeah.
時々
Sometimes.
ゴキブリ
Cockroaches.
が
Marked by subject marked particle. が
います
There are. And notice how the final verb can be either singular or plural. In Japanese, there's no way to tell but context.
Right.
So I naturally made that switch. There are cockroaches. But if it was just one, they do have ways to mark this, but it's by counting the things. There's no change in the verb.
Right.
The verb is not conjugated. So literally, sometimes roaches, there are. We interpret it, yeah, sometimes there are cockroaches. Natsukashi desu. Very nostalgic for my first few places in Japan. So far, so good in the new place.
Oh, good. Me too.
All right. Great lesson. Thank you so much, Sakura-san. That's going to do it for today.
Mata ne.
Kobayashi-san no heya ni wa nani ga arimasu ka?
Tsukue to isu to ベッドとパソコンとそれにテレビもあります。
それだけですか？じゃあ小林さんの部屋には何がいますか？
何もいません。ああ、そうそう、時々ゴキブリがいます。